This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. An Islamic State suicide bomber struck at a mosque packed with Shiite Muslim worshippers in northern Afghanistan Friday, killing at least 46 people, wounding dozens in the latest security challenge to the Taliban as they transition from insurgency to governance. In its claim of responsibility, the region's IS affiliate identified the bomber as a Uyghur Muslim, saying the attack targeted both Shiites and the Taliban for their purported willingness to expel Uyghurs to meet demands from China. The statement was carried by the IS-linked news agency. Blast tore through a crowded mosque in the city of Kunduz during Friday noon prayers, the highlight of the Muslim religious week. It was the latest in a series of IS bombings and shootings that have targeted Afghanistan's new Taliban rulers, as well as religious institutions and minority Shiites, since U.S. and NATO troops left in August. U.S. officials will meet with senior Taliban officials Saturday and Sunday for talks aimed at easing the evacuation of foreign citizens and at-risk Afghans from Afghanistan. A U.S. official made the comment on Friday. The focus of the talks in Doha would be holding Afghanistan's Taliban leaders to commitments that they would allow Americans and other foreign nationals to leave Afghanistan, along with Afghans who once worked for the U.S. military or government and other Afghan allies. The Biden administration has fielded questions and complaints about the slow pace of U.S.-facilitated evacuations from Taliban-ruled Afghanistan since the last U.S. forces and diplomats there left at the end of August. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The number of Americans getting COVID-19 vaccines has steadily increased to a three-month high as seniors and people with medical conditions seek boosters and government employer mandates push more workers to take their first doses. Demand is expected to spike in a few weeks if regulators authorize the Pfizer vaccine for elementary school children, and some states are reopening mass vaccination clinics in anticipation. U.S. and Pakistani officials held difficult talks Friday in Pakistan's capital amid a worsening relationship between Washington and Islamabad as each searches for a way forward in a Taliban-ruled Afghanistan. The meeting between Washington's Deputy Secretary of State and Pakistan's leaders came amid an array of unsettled issues. They include questions like the level of future engagement with the Taliban in Afghanistan and the ongoing evacuation of foreign nationals and Afghans who want to flee the country's new Taliban rulers. Another question on the agenda is who will provide funds to stave off a full economic meltdown and looming humanitarian crisis in Afghanistan. Since the Taliban takeover, billions of dollars in aid have been frozen. Nearly 80% of the former Afghan government's budget was funded by international donors. Straining under a pandemic workload and battered by a string of public controversies, one of the leading agencies in the U.S. government's fight against COVID-19 is finally on the verge of getting a new commissioner. After nearly 9 months of searching, U.S. President Joe Biden says that he is close to naming his choice to lead the Food and Drug Administration, which oversees vaccine, drugs, and tests. Former FDA officials and other experts say the decision cannot come soon enough for the agency's beleaguered regulators. Thousands of FDA staffers are exhausted after racing for more than a year and a half to review products to battle the coronavirus, and the agency's reputation for rigorous science-based regulation has been threatened by contentious disputes over COVID-19 booster shots and an unproven new Alzheimer's drug. Bars in Brazil's biggest metropolis, Sao Paulo, are full again for Friday happy hours, and lawmakers in the capital have nearly done away with video sessions via Zoom. Rio de Janeiro's beaches are packed and calls for strict social distancing seem to be a memory. These developments are part of Brazil's bid to return to pre-pandemic normalcy, even as its death toll tops 600,000, according to official data Friday from the health ministry. There's more at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.